Alrighty. We will start our regularly scheduled meeting of the Village Board. This is Monday, May 13th at 7 o'clock. Welcome, everybody. Good to see everybody. I'd like to ask the clerk to please take the roll call.
Trustee Corsini.
Here.
Trustee Cargi.
Here.
Trustee Vasquez.
Here.
Trustee Conti.
Here.
Trustee Hennick.
Here.
Trustee Gibbs.
Finally, here.
President Odusi.
And I am here. So if I, you can all please rise and we're going to say the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Any citizens' comments? Okay, we have no citizens' comments, so we're going straight to the real fun part of this meeting. Well, there's going to be lots of fun parts, but I have the honor to present a wonderful sign to the Monica Affleck family. But before I do that, I'd like to have maybe Jane and Mary and Trudy, if you could kind of come up here, and I'll I want you to be part of this, please. And I would ask Jonathan or somebody to take, or Sarah, and take a picture so we can make sure that they get. And I know you've got all your other family members, but I want to at least have you all up here while we read the resolution that we're going to be passing tonight. So after I read this, I'll then sit down and we'll ask the trustees to vote on it, and which is going to be 100%. Unanimous, and then we'll let you be on your way. But
thank you
so much for being here. Let me kind of move over here so I can use the microphone. So it's this resolution number 195, and so bear with us. It's worthy to have read this out loud if you wouldn't mind. It says, whereas on February 12, 1918, Woodrow Wilson and President of the United States and Monica O'Meara was born. And whereas in 1942, Monica married Donald Affleck and was married for 68 years until his death in 2010. And Monica and Donald had five children, William, Mary, Ellen, Margaret, Jane, and Kevin. Do we have any other siblings here?
No.
Okay, just Jane.
California.
Okay, that's understandable. And whereas before retiring, Monica was a field biologist, a Chicago public schools teacher, whose students affectionately called her Mrs. A. Taught prairie restoration at Triton College and started the school's first prairie, earning her the nickname Mother Prairie. And Monica Affleck nurtured a love for animals and nature in her children, at one time hosting a praying mantises in a cage and crawfish in a bathtub. Oh my gosh. As well as being a great supporter of the Trailside Museum in River Forest, which is a gem. And Monica was a resident of the Village of River Forest since 1971 and was a parishioner of St. Luke's Church. Anne was a competitive roller skater, ice skater, writer, artist, winemaker, skier, animal lover, dollhouse maker, quilter, seamstress, knitter, swimmer, lifeguard, clockmaker, and restorer, and played basketball, tennis, and volleyball. Wow. She lived to 101. Phenomenal. And Mrs. Affleck has such an affection for McDonald's ice cream cones that she was presented with a gift certificate from McDonald's for 100 ice cream cones on her 100th birthday. And was such a valued customer at McDonald's in River Forest that they hosted a birthday party in her honor. And we do have a representative from McDonald's here. Yay, thank you. And on February 12, 2018 is known as Monica Affleck Day in the Village of River Forest in honor of her 100th birthday. So we actually passed a resolution honoring her. So always remember February 12th as her day. And Monica was 101 when she passed away on March 27, 2019, leaving behind a heartfelt impact on the community. So therefore, let it be resolved by the President and the Board of Trustees of the Village of River Forest, Cook County, Illinois, for its members and its citizens of the Village of River Forest to honor the life of Monica Affleck and present this resolution to her legacy. So let it be further resolved that the 300 block of Ashland shall have a secondary designation as Monica Affleck Way. This will be. The Board of Trustees requests that the village place this honorary street sign at the intersection of Ashland Avenue and Hawthorne Avenue, which shall reflect the Monica Affleck designation. The resolution shall be in full force and effect after its passage, approval, and publication in pamphlet form and provided by law. So, here is your wonderful resolution signed by myself and the clerk, Kathleen White. We can't be more proud of your sister, your mother, and your neighbor.
Oh, yes.
And thank you, Trudy, for bringing this to our attention. We loved Monica when we met her when she turned 101, and you look exactly like her.
Yeah.
Not 100. Maybe 102.
She's shorter, too.
Yeah. But she was lovely. We loved her.
Thank you so much.
We are so proud that she called River Forest her home. So thank you so much.
Andrew's going to be in the picture. Smile, Andrew.
You have to stand at the corner now.
So let's go ahead and if I can get a motion to approve the resolution commemorating the life of Monica and celebrating her life with an honorary street sign designation.
I move to approve a resolution commemorating the life of Monica Affleck and celebrating her with an honorary street sign designation.
Second.
Very good. Any comments? And other than, you know, it's wonderful to have her.
It's a great legacy.
In our community.
I, for one, am going to McDonald's for ice cream after this.
There you go. Okay. Well, hearing no further comments, why don't we go ahead and take the vote, please.
Trustee Corsini.
Yes.
Trustee Cargi.
Yes.
Trustee Vasquez.
Yes.
Trustee Conti.
Yes.
Trustee Hennick.
Yes.
Trustee Gibbs.
Yes.
No. Motion congratulations. Passed. Official. Thank you. Thank you so much. That's the best part of our job. Okay, now we're moving on to the recognition of the outgoing elected officials, Susan, Carmella, and Michael. Let me do them.
Michael. You must be in trouble.
Big time.
Okay.
It's kind of weird.
As you know, we'll go ahead and give you the traditional, and we'll all have, you know, want to say little words about each other, and I'll certainly give everybody a time to do it, but what we're going to present to each of our trustees, outgoing trustees, is a plaque with your name, and then just a little bit about your term. So it's very nice.
It's beautiful.
It's hangable. It's got a little thing. Don't drop it because it can break. This is just a little bit of what we can do to recognize you all for your wonderful service. So what I'm going to ask current trustees, if you want to say a word or two to our sitting trustee right now, that would be great. If not, no worries. I've got a few things that I'd like to say. So...
Remember, it's a family audience.
Yeah. No.
Why
don't we go ahead?
Okay. All right. First, some general comments. I think the three of our trustees, I'm definitely going to miss you. I think in terms of the three of you. You've been very dedicated, very participatory, and I know you have the River Forest in your hearts. And now specific notes. Regarding Trustee Conti, I think of you, or at least I've noted for you, some traits that I have observed: calm, caring, and measured. I don't think I've ever seen you upset or in any way take an emotional side of any decision. You just focused on the data and the sides, and I say measured because you really, you didn't make quick decisions, and I don't mean that in a negative way, I mean in a positive way. You thought of all the possibilities and the facts, and I can tell when you were speaking that by the time you made a decision, it was the correct decision in your mind because of everything you weighed when you made that decision. So thank you for that. Going now to Trustee Corsini.
Now, on the other hand.
Yeah, no.
He had Italian temper.
No, I would never say that. But for you, what I noticed, obviously your strength in finance. When it came for numbers, I know you measured it, but it was probably quicker for you to get the decision because of your finance background. But it didn't, what other aspects of things that you weighed, at least from my observation, it was also very, you looked at all the sides before you ultimately made a decision. So I thank you for that, because I learned from that as well. Last but not least, Trustee Gibbs. What I learned from you was the detail and the history of everything we looked at. I mean, I don't think there was any issue that you didn't just reach out in your data bank about way back then when we had to deal with this issue in this circumstance or whatever. You had those facts down very well. And that I've learned from you. So I appreciate that, and I thank you for always raising that at the table and when we ever made decisions. So thank you for that.
Thanks, Chris. Very nice. Thank you. Anybody else?
Tom? Come on, I just realized tonight that we've been seatmates for 6 years. That's a long time. I have always been incredibly impressed, as Rez said, with your command of the budget. And I think that your expertise is going to be something that we're going to be lacking, and it's going to be a great loss to the village. I've also been tremendously impressed with how prepared you are for every meeting. You go through everything. I will admit sometimes I don't read every line item in the budget, or not in the budget, in the annual or monthly expenses. But I'm confident that you do, so I trust that you have. And so I give myself the luxury of not reading everything. Mike, we haven't always agreed on everything, but I do admire your passion for the village. It's clear that you love the village, and it's reflected in what you're doing and what you're trying to do for the village. But most of all, I appreciate your sense of humor. On some longer nights, you've made it a much more interesting meeting than it otherwise could have been. And Susan, unfortunately, Rez stole most of my material. I don't know if he was reading my notes or... But I've said this before, and it really is true. I want to be as good a trustee as you are when I grow up. I'm not sure that's never happened. I marvel at, as Rez said, how measured you are. I've never seen you in any way other than just flat... No, that's the wrong word. But just reasoned and thinking and doing what you perceive is best for the village. And you've been... Your 16 years is way over... Wait, 14 years.
14.
Is an incredible service to the village, and yeah. I thank you for that.
Yeah, very nice. Thank you, Tom.
I will agree that Rez's observations were very similar to what I would have for the three of you. I've only been here on the table for 2 years, but I've very much enjoyed getting to know all three of you and having the opportunity to work with you as colleagues. I've enjoyed your questions and comments and counsel and one-on-one conversations I've had with you. I appreciated your guidance in my role and what you added to the board. And with the three of you leaving, we're going to be a relatively young board. And so that historical knowledge, as was already mentioned as far as Mike goes, that's going to be a loss. So we'll have some big shoes to fill. But I do thank all of you for your time. The number of years you've put in really shows a commitment to the community. And as we've all recognized, it's a sacrifice. It's a sacrifice for your personal time. It's a sacrifice for your family time. And so we're very much appreciative of you giving us that time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
One thing I did forget to mention is I also want to thank your families for the sacrifice that they've done. And thank you for allowing these trustees to serve their time. And maybe Matt, because you let Susan serve so many years. So, but thank the families for that.
Yeah, good point. Thanks, Russ.
I think everyone has used a lot of the same words that came to mind when I was thinking about the three of you. The institutional memory that you three have is not going to be replaceable. You have brought a sense of history to this group. You've brought a sense of decorum to this group. Your passion and commitment to this village is evident in every single vote. I don't see any of you ever making a vote that you haven't taken completely seriously. I was just saying to Susan that as I sit next to her, often the words she would say to me is, "I just want to get it right."
Yeah.
And I think that speaks for all three of you, your homework, your thoroughness, and the way that you are so respectful and listen so well when citizens come to speak, and you take their concerns seriously, and you listen and ask intelligent questions. I think that we could all learn a lot from the three of you, and I just want to thank you for welcoming me and allowing me to learn from you. You are going to be greatly missed.
Thank you. Well, I have just a few pages of thanks. I couldn't let this opportunity go. First of all, I echo everyone's comments in terms of just in general how invaluable your public servant time has been. But let me start with Susan, since we're doing alphabetical. Of course, this is the hardest farewell for me because I have known Susan the longest, and of course I will miss you for that. You are the person who initially got me involved in River Forest government, so if you don't like my policies, go ahead and play with Susan. But seriously, Susan, you are the trustee that really, really, I mean, we all the trustees care, but like everybody else said, you care about River Forest, and I mean all of River Forest. You are thoughtful and caring about your deliberations. And what is most impressive about you, Susan, is that your voting record is that you really put aside your personal beliefs and your ideologies, and you really think about River Forest, and you think about the effect that your vote would have on River Forest, and I think that says a lot. You take time to listen to others and hear their point of view, which is really important, and often you hear what neighbors are saying, but you know that perhaps voting another way may be in the best interest of River Forest. So you really give it a good thinking, and that is really important up here. You are loved by so many people in River Forest. Every time your name comes up, they say, "Oh, I just love that Susan. I just love that Susan." And I say, "Oh, we all do." So you are endeared because you care so much about the town. You have been incredibly important. I'll name just a few initiatives that is, you know, over the last 14 years that you have created. You have been incredibly important to the Lake and Lathrop development. It has taken nearly 10 years to get the property demolished, remediated, and developed. It's not perfect. No development is, but it's progress, and progress you are a big part of, and hopefully you'll be proud of when it finally gets up and developed. We are extremely excited to see what this development will do for our community and all the benefits that it will provide. You were the key trustee in the creation of the Economic Development Commission. In fact, you were the trustee representing the trustees on the committee to create the commission. It's an important commission that will assist our community with commercial corridor development and help bring in small businesses into our community. So The Economic Development Commission serves a great purpose for our community, and I appreciate you being a big supporter of that. You also supported the creation of the Sustainability Commission, and your vision was what the commission envisioned, and we look at it now, and it has some really tangible effects on our community. And so you had that vision, and I appreciate your vision on that. But most of all, you are the steady hand and the steady voice at the board table. And our board just 10 years ago was at its lowest point, right? Remember that? That's when we saw trustees yelling at each other, when they were swearing at each other. You talk about lack of decorum. We had it all just 10 years ago. And today, we've got a board that's incredibly functional. We get elected for a variety of reasons, but our residents want us and need us to present ourselves with professionalism and be collegial with each other. We all have different points of view, and we all need to listen to those points of view. But in the end, we all need to make the hard and sometimes easy decisions to vote. Susan, I will miss you dearly. You have been a great leader and a selfless volunteer and a public servant. You served as clerk for 2 years and trustee for 3 terms or 12 years. I want to thank you deeply from the bottom of my heart for all that you have done for this community. Thank you. Carmela, thank you for your 2-year terms or 8 years of public servant. You have been an invaluable, and I mean that with exclamation marks, trustee when it comes to our government finances. Even though we had a wonderful finance director in Joan Rock, of which you were a big part of hiring, the fact that we had a trustee like yourself that understands government financing was just what we needed 8 years ago when we were trying to get out of the recession and we didn't know if we could balance our budget. What's interesting for all of you to know is balancing a budget is probably the most important job we have as elected officials, believe it or not. We got a lot of important jobs, but that's the most. And the reason why is that our budget affects everything we do. It affects our property values, it affects our taxes and how we tax, it affects our services. If we have to cut services or the lack of services, it affects our police, our fire. I can go on. It affects our, if we have too much debt, it affects everything. And so the fact that you are at that helm, helping us through those rough times, and then when it got better, your ideas of helping out the pension and coming back with a pension policy were invaluable. And I can't thank you enough for that work. You also were really important to establish the TIF districts, and you saw the importance of establishing TIF on the Madison and North and creating commercial development for the purposes of our taxpayers. And so I appreciate your involvement on all of that. You knew the importance of, like I said, commercial development and the benefits that it would have. Your strong voice and your knowledge has put us on a great course to be a beautiful and wonderful community. And I really personally appreciate your commitment to the work that you gave. And you did. You worked hard. You're one of our hardest elected officials. And I really appreciate all this effort. I really do.
Thank you.
Mike, Mr. Mike, you. I want to thank you for your two-year term, 8 years of public service, although interrupted slightly. But your commitment to public safety, fire, police, public infrastructure, our employees just all the way across the board is second to none, meaning other than maybe Ira, who cares about that. But as a trustee, you gave so much, you cared so much for the public safety and public work employees that it was very impressive. You personally cared about the residents of River Forest, their health and their safety. You also cared about our roads and infrastructure, and you wanted to make sure that the village did the very best that it could to keep our streets maintained. I would see you down taking your car back and forth and down, and I was so impressed because if it wasn't you, it wouldn't have been anybody else, and you did it, and it was very important that we had a trustee that cared in that way. It was your efforts, as well as others, who saw the need for the North Side Sewer Management Project. It was you that kept on pushing the need for that, and it was probably the most successful project we've ever had in our history of our town. So thank you for spearheading that project. And I can tell you it was the most important project, and probably the most important, benefit to our residents. You believed in the need of commercial development as well to help stabilize property taxes from our residents. I appreciated your support on the Lake and Lathrop development again because you believed that that piece of property needed to be cleaned for the health and safety of our residents. You too have seen the village over the last 10 years trying to get the property, like I said, cleaned and free of contamination. You believe, like many of us, that the TIF, starting with Madison and moving on to North, would be the only way we could revitalize and redevelop properties that had been underdeveloped for so long and undertaxed for so long. You knew, because you lived in Oak Park and River Forest for most of your life, that we could do better in our commercial districts. I want to say from the bottom of my heart, thank you for your public service, your commitment, again, your sense of humor, which is absolutely was wonderful, especially when we had those moments of downward moments. Your sense of humor would always pick us up, and you being our historian of our board, of course, I'm going to miss that. So you might get a lifeline. I'll tell you, my lifeline. Mike, thank you so much. I appreciate your service, and I know we'll see all of you around town, but I just wanted to acknowledge all the important things that you did, and there were just a little bit, because there was so much that we did, but just the highlights of the things that you were a big part of that made a difference in River Forest. I want to assure you, you made a difference. So with that, like I said, we've got little gifts for you that you can put up in your library. And then I'll let you guys say whatever you say. Michael? Okay.
You made his own name tag. Thank you.
All right.
Oh, wow, that's beautiful.
Okay, so then I will ask if any of you outgoing trustees like to say a few words. You may, or you don't. It's up to you. We can flip a coin.
What order do you want to go to?
Yeah, let's do alphabetical, like we've been.
Yeah. Wow.
Wow. Love that. I remember. She did try to get into our picture earlier.
I just can't let go.
She
said you were getting into her picture.
Does anybody remember Nancy Dillon giving her going away speech? And didn't she stand here?
I think maybe.
But go ahead.
I'm going to stand here.
She's earned it.
Alrighty. Thank you all for your kind words. They mean more than you know, and I just really appreciate them. Good evening to all of you, and thank you for being here tonight. This is there's much to celebrate. This is a bittersweet moment for me. Like so many times in life, that what we receive has been 10 times greater than what we've been given. I am grateful for this privilege and for the confidence that you have put in me, which have allowed me to serve for the last 14 years. My sincere hope is that I have honored that confidence by my votes and my deliberation and by my sincere desire to always act in the best interest of the future of this village for all who live here. As I look back over the years, I realize the metamorphosis this village has achieved. We are no longer Mayberry, Mike. The reach of our influence has expanded. Our outlook is broader, and our priorities, plans, and people lead in innovation, set new standards of excellence. We are truly remarkable. These achievements don't just randomly happen. I have seen the passion of residents and of our elected officials who have offered their time and talents, and with conviction and dedication, helped to implement what we now take for granted. The Historic Preservation Ordinance and Commission, the Citizens Finance Committee that set the village on the path to fiscal health, the sewer project that finally helped alleviate the flooding, the Economic Development Commission that is instrumental in informing village development, the Sustainability Commission, which is a proven innovator for others to emulate. These are just some accomplishments among many. I'd like to thank all the elected leaders of our community who over the last 14 years have laid the groundwork, each in their own time, for others to follow and build upon. Like any good democracy, there have been times that this has been a struggle. The underlying beauty is that these difficult deliberations lay the groundwork for good and thoughtful decisions. Honest and informed debate, void of personal politics or agendas,
is the cornerstone for a highly functioning and forward-thinking board. I have every confidence in this new board. Your commitment, your willingness to hear each other out, your ability to make difficult decisions that you know are in the best interest of Everforest are all indications that you will continue to lead our village in the best tradition of Everforest. As important as we like to think we are as the village board, the real expertise, the value, and the quality of life of our residents is dependent on our administration. One of the best things the board did over the last 10 years was to hire Eric Palm as our village administrator. He has earned universal respect from everyone he works with, and as one of the most visible representatives of the village, makes us proud every day. He, in turn, has found the best people to lead our departments, and with that, keeps a highly functioning and cohesive team in place to tackle the day-to-day situations, to operate with a fiscal constraint, to implement priorities, to communicate to the residents, the board, the surrounding communities, and to answer endless questions with patience and a sense of humor. His teammate is our village president, and it has been a distinct pleasure to serve with Kathy for the last 12 years. This is one of the hardest ones. She has been clerk, trustee, for 6 years, and for the last 6 years, 6 years as president. She has made difficult times bearable. She's provided a great sounding board, and she instills inspiration. She will never be accused of thinking too small. She's perfectly suited as president, and I'm confident the board, under her leadership, will continue to thrive. Susan, thank you for all your support. So as I mentioned earlier, I feel that I've gained personally more than I could have anticipated with my tenure on this board. I can't tell you what a privilege it is to help make the decisions that affect the trajectory of the village. Many of the results of these decisions reverberate for decades. This is humbling and daunting, and it's never taken lightly. I have had the honor to work alongside many fellow trustees, each with their own style and thought process. Some were highly vocal and transparent. Others were more deliberative. I have gained by their wisdom and their insight and their friendship. I have truly appreciated and valued the opportunity to work with everyone. Personally, it's been a challenge learning when and how to participate in this democratic process, as uncomfortable as it can be to publicly speak, to publicly take a stand, even if it's unpopular, the opportunity and the practice has been enriching and priceless. I was fortunate to serve as clerk for 2 years prior to running for trustee, and I would like to recommend that avenue as a way to understand the workings of a municipality and the intricacies involved. So I'm encouraging Kathleen to run.
Message.
That stepping stone allowed me to begin with the working knowledge of the village prior to taking the responsibility of trustee. Another privilege is getting to know the people who work for the village, from the department heads to the men and women on the street, as all of us come to know as we get older, the real meaning and blessings in life stem from the relationships and the friendships we make along the way. So to Carmela and Mike, you have been great trustees. Your hearts have always been devoted to what's best for the village. Your dedication and commitment have always been evident. You have worked harder than anybody. Your sense of humor has indeed made us a lighter job at times. River Forest has been lucky to have you, and I thank you for the endless hours you've given over the years and for your fellowship. Tom, you are now senior trustee. The holder of the institutional memory, and I'm confident in your ability and value your experience as a trustee and attorney. I know you'll continue to be a worthy leader. Patty and Russ, you continue to grow every meeting in this role. Your willingness to work diligently is evident, and I look forward to your continued involvement in making River Forest a really great place to live. We're glad you're here. Katie, Erica, and Bob, welcome. It's an exciting time to serve this board, and you are equipped to hit the ground running. Do your best to work together, listen, offer great ideas, and of course, put the future of our village your top priority. Don't let disagreements become divisive, and be mindful of the awesome responsibility that you now have. My hopes when I began this journey in 2005 was to see River Forest thrive, to foster and build a vibrant village center with places for people to gather and relax, to provide opportunities for older citizens to stay and participate in a robust community,
to continue to be attractive to new families and instill that sense of place. These goals have begun and are not yet realized. I hope you will adopt them and many more. We need to continue to adhere to the principles of safety, stabilizing property taxes, maintaining property values. This is the baseline. Meanwhile, your tenure will require vision, creativity, inventiveness, bold leadership, and an eye on the bottom line. At all times, be accountable and transparent. These are the charges as you continue the proud tradition of good government in River Forest. I'd like to close with a word of thanks. First of all, to all of you, thank you to so many people in River Forest who have encouraged and supported me over the years. From my fellow board members, for your support, your professionalism, and your dedication. For everyone in Village Administration, for truly making River Forest run. And most of all, to my family. You have patiently endured my ups and downs, the endless meetings and conversations that may not have been so riveting, and for your patience and your encouragement. It has truly been an honor to serve River Forest in this capacity, and I thank you all again.
Yeah.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Do it from here. I don't
okay.
Think
really?
Come on, up you looked really good behind there, though.
Yeah.
I wore waterproof mascara tonight, so I wouldn't cry. But I don't know if that's going to work. So anyway, good evening to everyone. Thank you so much for being here. This is quite a night. Somewhat of an end of an era for me, personally. Sorry. Tonight marks the culmination of almost 30-year career in involvement in local government. From my 23 years as a finance director and then assistant village administrator to my 8 years serving as a village River Forest trustee, it's hard to believe that time has flown so quickly. But 8 years is a long time. And I can tell you that because I see the time I've spent doing this reflected in the faces of our children. When I joined the board in 2011, our daughter Julia was 16. She was a junior at OPRF, and now after completing her degree in education, she's finishing up her second full year as a third grade teacher at a Chicago charter school, so time has flown. Our daughter Elisa just was finishing her eighth grade year at Roosevelt, and now she can call herself a college graduate, having just received her bachelor's degree yesterday.
Yay.
From the University of Illinois. Look at my pen, Andrew, it's purple. Finally, to our son, who was 9 and in fourth grade at Willard. And now, soon to be a graduate of OPRF.
He's graduating?
Yes. With plans to attend Texas Christian University in the fall. So I'm so proud of all.
Oh, all right.
So, time spent here as a trustee has been truly incredibly rewarding, challenging, but mostly fun and uplifting. It's been truly my honor and privilege. There are a lot of people that I need to thank for their support and encouragement throughout the years. First and foremost, my family, my husband Andrew, and our children for their love and understanding that Monday nights were usually marked by the dinner's on the table, I'm going to my meeting routine. Without my family's support, I could not have been successful in doing what I've done in both my career and my service on the board. A shout out to my parents who couldn't be here tonight, but they've always instilled in me that faith, family, and country are the most important things in life. And my dad always greets me on the phone every time I talk to him. So what's going on in River Forest? So it's gonna be a little different responding now. I'm not sure. I'd like to thank all the people that I worked with during my years and tenure at the Village of Elmwood Park. It's there that I learned the true importance of the role of village government. It is the closest form of government to the people, and as such, the most essential in ensuring that there is accountability and adherence to promoting safety and well-being for the residents in the form of outstanding public safety services from our police and fire, a top-notch public works department that maintains and updates infrastructure, building codes and zoning regulations that are fair-minded and achievable, a commitment to being good stewards of taxpayer dollars to fund all the services provided through conservative budgeting practices and sound fiscal policies and procedures, a strong commitment to local economic development and partnerships with local businesses, and most importantly, administration that follows through on the directions and goals of the Village Board in an efficient and effective manner. I'm so proud of the so many accomplishments here in River Forest that I think this could go on forever if we listed them all, but suffice it to say that we have done so much and accomplished a great deal in advancing the quality of life in our beautiful village. With that in mind, I'd like to recognize and thank all the people that I've worked with throughout my two terms on the board, and I hope my list is all inclusive and I haven't forgotten anyone. Past board members, Jim Winnicates, Colleen Horrigan, Roma Steinke, Tom Dwyer, Sharon Halperin, Village Attorney Lance Molina, President John Regas, who was a strong and bold leader for the village during some very difficult times, and he set us on the right course. Thanks to the past and present department heads, Chief Eggert, Chief Weiss, Phil Cotter, Greg Kramer, Mike Brayman, Joan Rock, and our current department heads, Chief Bowman, Chief O'Shea, John Anderson, Jeff Loester, Rosie McAdam, John Pape, Sarah Pfeiffer, Lisa Shiner, and attorney Greg Smith for your leadership and stewardship. Additionally, all the other village staff that serve both the residents and visitors alike. The behind-the-scenes employees are sometimes our first line to the village residents and are an essential part in running a smooth operation. All of our employees are consummate professionals that are top-notch public servants and provide excellent customer service, which is something that I've been very proud of. Excuse me. Thanks to all our residents that form our village boards and commissions for dedicating their time and talents toward the betterment of the village, and to the many friends and fellow villagers that called or emailed or stopped me on the street or at a Jewel to ask questions, get more information, recognize my service, even if they didn't always agree with my positions. Thank you for always wanting what is best for River Forest. It's amazing what we can achieve when we work together to find common ground in getting to solutions. Thanks to the villagers who put their faith in me with their votes, I hope I have met their expectations with my service. The biggest part of the success of the village is a village administrator. And someone that's able to form a cohesive team of individuals, balance the needs of the employees, village board, residents, and others while being professional, knowledgeable, kind, follow best practices, and always be at the ready. Eric, it's been my pleasure and honor to be a trustee with you as her. Excuse me. Sorry.
Eric,
you've always shown great enthusiasm, professionalism, good spirits in trying times. Thank you. And a willingness to always listen and offer good and sound reasoning and advice to all of us with the goal of furthering the objectives that the board has tried to achieve. Thank you for your service to the village. By the way, I'll still be calling you when I see something that needs to be addressed on the street, so don't you worry. And there have been many of those calls. Thanks to Tom and Patty and Rez and Kathleen for your service. You're now the seasoned veterans on the board. That might scare you a little bit. But that I think you all have shown just a great passion for wanting to do what's right in the village, and I know you'll do great in helping our newly elected board members. So welcome to Katie, Bob, and Erica. The veterans here will be doing a good job guiding and mentoring you in the process of governing, and so lean on them for advice and counsel. Kathy, thank you for being such a tireless advocate for River Forest. Sometimes I think to myself, this woman is everywhere. How does she do it? Your passion for our town shows, and you have done a great job of helping move our village forward with your determination and willingness to listen to new ideas and help implement them. So thank you for helping put our little sleepy town on the map as we work with all of the other big dogs to achieve great things. To the new board members, the learning curve might seem steep sometimes, but you're in good hands with Eric and the rest of the staff. Good luck. My parting advice would be to always be open to listening to all sides of an issue. Be prepared to advance the goals and objectives set by the board. And don't be afraid to ask questions. Why? What problem are we trying to solve? Is it fiscally and administratively sustainable? Will it create an undue burden on our residents? Always consider the consequences, both intended and not intended, of making or not making a decision. My saying goes, it's hard to be reasonable and rational when emotion is involved. So without letting passion and cloud reasoning, your mission is to make the best decisions that will impact the most people in a positive way. And I know you'll do a good job with that. And finally, to Mike and Susan, thank you for being tireless and compassionate representatives on the board. It's been great working with both of you over these past years, and I consider you not only fellow board members, but good friends. Susan, you were part of this process when it wasn't so fun. But you were able to navigate the uncharted and turbulent waters and managed to make a very positive impact on governing. Your sound reasoning and steady stewardship has been much appreciated. You have always been prepared to discuss the issues at hand and have done so with grace and a smile on your face. Good luck to you in your future endeavors. I hope you get some much-needed rest and relaxation. And Mike, you are a good friend, as well as a great board member. You've kept me laughing at the times when I thought nothing was going to be okay. You've talked me off the ledge a few times yourself, and I thank you for that. Most importantly, I admire your love for our village, your passion for doing what is right, even when it's not popular, your endless energy. You're the guy to call whenever anything is needed in town, because you know it all. Your dedication to making this a better place to call home. Your example of patriotism, which is second to none. I'll miss your perspective and great storytelling, but since we're pals, I'm sure I'll still get to hear all the great historical information and sometime useless facts that you have amassed in that head of yours. Though I know you'll miss this, I'm sure you'll find new ways to stay involved in our village, and I genuinely hope you will continue to do so. So, when I started this journey, my goal was to leave River Forest a better place than how I found it. I hope I've done that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That didn't work, Pat.
Yeah. Worked fine.
I was going to pick up the sheet.
You ladies always make it so tough to follow. I'm the brash, crude, loud talker of the three somehow. Let me start by saying Happy Mother's Day to everybody. I'd like to thank everybody for coming tonight to wish us farewell and to welcome our new board members. I'll try to live up with my new humorous historian title that I've been granted tonight. Municipal politics is a balancing act. You try to advance an issue that your next door neighbor might completely oppose, and at the end of it all, you should still be able to share beer over the backyard fence or a hot dog at the block party. Just because someone does not agree with you does not make them a Nazi or dangerous. The internet has great power to provide that platform for sharing ideas or their unpleasantness. In the end, we're still just neighbors. To the board that will be in place after tonight, you're our new team here in River Forest. Be decisive. Don't overanalyze. All you get when you sit on the fence is a pain in the butt. First, I'd like to thank the citizens of River Forest for their wisdom in electing me twice. I started this all in 2009 with John Regas, Jim Winnicates, and Kathy Aducci. We entered into the tumult that was village government at the time. The meetings were not uncommon well beyond midnight, and to say that the camaraderie at the table was a little different than today would be an incredible understatement. This is where I enter into the Academy Award portion of my farewell. So over the 2 4-year terms I had, I'd like to thank and recognize the River Forest public servants that I've greatly appreciated and had the pleasure to serve with. Some names will bring smiles to your faces as they do me. Steve Gutierrez, Colleen Horgan, Greg Kramer, Mike Brayman, Phil Cotter, Kathleen Brand, White, Joan Rock, Sharon Halperin, Jim Eggert, Tom Dwyer Jr., Roma Stanky, Greg Weiss, and the ever popular, my favorite referee at the table, Lance Molina. Currently, I'm blessed, as the Village of River Forest people are, to serve with John Anderson, Lisa Shiner, Sarah Piper, John Pate, Rosie McAdams, Jeff Loster, Jim O'Shea, Kurt Bowman, and our new referee, Greg Smith. Your wisdom to provide us trustees to make knowledgeable votes cannot be understated and overappreciated. I've appreciated all of your input every time I've spoken with you, and thank you. For dealing with my crazy ideas, as well as a couple of good ones over 8 years, and especially to Mark Janopoulos, River Forest truly has a MacGyver at Public Works. To my fellow trustees, Patty, Rez, and Tom, Godspeed to the three of you to continue to serve the new team with our new teammates, Erica, Katie, and Bob. The villagers will rely on your decisions to keep River Forest moving forward, and I know that the village will be in strong and competent hands. Carmel and Susan, the affection I feel for the two of you cannot be put into words. Your wisdom, consistency, and passion for the village is on display at every meeting. Thank you for your camaraderie and your friendship. I still got two more pages.
And handwritten, too. That's good.
Kathy and I started this trustee adventure a decade ago together. While we were opponents 6 years ago for the presidential seat, we were never enemies. People need to realize that. Politics is not an all-or-nothing situation. It's an exchange of ideas and how they implement those ideas. Disagreement should be expected and consensus reached. Kathy has done a fine job as trustee and as village president. I'm proud to call her my friend and hope she feels the same for me. At this point, I feel like Dorothy before she leaves Oz and goes back to Kansas with all these goodbyes. But keeping with the movie theme, Eric, you are my scarecrow. I will miss you the most. I was always uncomfortable when you referred to me as your boss. I never felt like that about you. I remember my comment at the board table when we were looking and hiring you. I made the comment, he comes from a small town of Hampshire. He needs to be that one-man band. We need a guy that can juggle five balls, not just three. For all these years, you have been that guy. And somehow, you do it all without pissing anybody off. A gift that I have failed to master. Thank you for talking me off the ledge on more than one occasion. I apologize if I've embarrassed anyone. I will always hold a happy place in my memory for all of you. The citizens of River Forest have been blessed to have you all. Finally, I must thank my wife, Sally, and twin daughters, Abby and Molly. Without their support, encouragement, and love, I could not perform the duties of trustee. Years ago, my mother-in-law gave me a plaque that read, Irish diplomacy, the ability to tell someone to go to hell so they look forward to the trip. I don't know where this farewell destination is, but thank you all.
Maybe someone was going to be the lion. I was thinking that was going to be a good story. He got the
so possible scared from. But he has a brain. Yeah.
Yes, I'd love to do a picture. Huh? Oh, I thought maybe we were going to do all of those characters. Are we really getting into it?
Yeah.
Are we
going to
do a picture?
Yeah, let's get a picture.
With our plaques?
Yes, please. Just the outgoing trustee? Yeah, come on. Yeah, I think both. Well, we'll take a picture of the outgoing trustees and then all of us with you guys.
I was wondering why we didn't have our plaques, and then I'm like,
oh, yeah, right.
Like,
so Mike thought, but he wondered, he's like, really?
Thank you.
Get the hint, right?
We're thinking the middle.
Yeah, we'll get out.
No,
we'll get in the next
one.
We'll get out.
They keep revolving.
Yeah, have you heard that before?
I wanted to give a shout out to just one more thing to our Glenbard West family here, Katie, who's going to be our incoming trustee, and Bob Lannon and me all went to a great high school together.
That's
so
amazing.
It's great that we're all back in this community.
Boo Hilltoppers.
No, Hilltoppers are awesome. Big football player right there.
Well, okay. We're going to adjourn CNADA, and then we'll have all in favor of adjourning.
Okay. So do we need a motion?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, I
so
have
we
to
need
make
a motion to adjourn.
I move to adjourn. Where is
CNADA.
It?
CNADA.
CNADA. CNADA.
Right.
I second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Okay.
Drop the mic.
All right. Now, the three of you, we're going to have a cake. No coffee. Okay. Just cake.
Just cake.
So. Guess the budget. Budget got short.
Yeah.
Somehow we forgot.
Maybe tonight will be the night I upset somebody by not having coffee.
Right, right.
We have a water fountain, Katie. So not even bottles anymore. So water fountain. So just hang in there until we can get through some.
Wait, you want us to stay when the meeting's over?
We don't. No, we're gonna have three issues, and then so you don't want cake? You don't want any cake with us? All right. Oh, look at how nice. All right, so I'm going to ask the new trustees to come on over and sit at your, do we have it?
We have to swear them in, right?
Yep. Well, don't they sit first? Or no?
Whatever you, however you like.
Okay.
To.
I'll let you handle it. This is your job. Go ahead. Okay. So we should have a picture of Sarah. Sarah, could you take pictures of swearing in?
Yeah.
All right. So you
alphabetical?
Yeah, I would do alphabetical.
So start with the swearing in alphabetically. So Erica Bachner, if you'd please come up to the podium. Here's a copy of what I'll be reading that you'll repeat after me. You can raise your right hand.
Hang on one second. Yeah.
So we get some pictures. So why don't Erica get next to because we want to get pictures for your family and for our.
Do we
memory book?
No, you're to do it that way. Just
do
stand
it
that way.
Way.
Okay.
Picture, yeah.
Yeah. Perfect. Perfect.
So raise your right hand.
Yeah.
I,
Erica Bachner.
Having been elected to the office of village trustee.
Having been elected to the office of village trustee.
In the village of River Forest.
In the village of River Forest.
In the county of Cook.
In the county of Cook.
Do solemnly swear or affirm.
Do solemnly swear or affirm.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of Illinois.
And the Constitution of the State of Illinois.
And that I will faithfully discharge.
And that I will faithfully discharge.
The duties of the office of village trustee.
The duties of the office of village trustee.
To the best of my ability.
To the best of my ability.
We'll do photos after, like, okay. So may I have Katie Brennan please come to the podium?
You can read every line out in the annual weekly expense reports.
If you want to follow along and raise your right hand. I, Katie Brennan.
I, Katie Brennan.
Having been elected to the office of village trustee.
Having been elected to the office of village trustee.
In the village of River Forest.
In the village of River Forest.
In the county of Cook.
In the county of Cook.
Do solemnly swear or affirm.
Do solemnly swear or affirm.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of Illinois.
And the Constitution of the State of Illinois.
And that I will faithfully discharge.
And that I will faithfully discharge.
The duties of the office of village trustee.
The duties of the office of village trustee.
To the best of my ability.
To the best of my ability.
Raise your right hand. I, Robert O'Connell.
I, Robert O'Connell.
Having been elected to the office of village trustee.
Having been elected to the office of village trustee.
In the village of River Forest.
In the village of River Forest.
In the county of Cook.
In the county of Cook.
Do solemnly swear or affirm.
Do solemnly swear or affirm.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of Illinois.
And the Constitution of the State of Illinois.
And that I will faithfully discharge.
And that I will faithfully discharge.
The duties of the office of village trustee.
The duties of the office of village trustee.
To the best of my ability.
To the best of my ability.
Everything you need and move ahead with our meeting.
And get to the tape.
And no coffee. Damn. So we had a discussion about it. We decided no coffee because it would be it's 8 o'clock.
And keep everyone up.
And
hey, mate, decaf.
No cool. It's after.
Yeah.
All right, well, welcome.
Thank you.
I'll get everybody's
seatmates.
Yeah.
Welcome. Bob gets the coveted public comment seat.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right, Bob. You do have a duty over there.
Oh, I did not know that.
Check for assistance. Thank you. Otherwise, I have to walk over there.
Yeah, thank you.
A booby trap. Okay, everyone in order here? So, welcome. So I'd like to ask the clerk now to take the roll call of the new board. It's just after 8 o'clock, but 8:05.
Trustee Bachner.
Here.
Trustee Kargi.
Still here.
Trustee Vasquez.
Here.
Trustee Brennan.
Here.
Trustee Hennick.
Here.
Trustee O'Connell.
Here.
President Odusi.
I am here. Okay. Should we just say let them say a few words before we move on, or
sure.
It's not in our. So I'm gonna. If you want, if you're interested in saying a few words, I'll let you say a few words before we move on to the order of business, if that's, because we normally have citizen elected official comments. So I'd be happy to open it up for you all to say a few words. Eric, do you want me to start with you?
Absolutely.
We're going in alphabetical order all the time.
Is this thing on?
Yeah.
It's on.
It's
on. It should. Yeah, if you could speak into it. Yeah.
Okay.
Great.
So thank you for welcoming us, President Aducci, Kathy. Spent some time with the village administration this week and was thoroughly impressed by the backgrounds and what you all guys do and ladies and your experience, and the Village of River Forest is in good hands. I want to thank so much my supporters who helped me get here tonight. You really took what I had to say about community involvement and a voice for every person in River Forest, and came with me on this ride to get here. And I thank you very much for your help in that. And I just want to say how lucky we are to be here tonight. And thank you.
Thank you, Erica. Thank you very much. And we're glad you're here. I should say Trustee Bachner. Trustee Brennan. She's got a couple pages.
I am thrilled to be sitting here as a Village Board member and joining the Village Board. I want to thank the residents for your votes of confidence. Also, the outgoing Village Board members for your support and shared insights and for your valuable service. I look forward to the challenge of also serving, and I'm ready to roll up my sleeves and get to work. So with that, I was going to mention a couple of important community events that happened since our last meeting.
Sure.
The first is that we had our 7th annual recycling extravaganza last Saturday. And I want to thank the Sustainability Commission, Eric Simon, of whom is here, and especially Julie Moeller, who spearheads this event. And in the words of Julie, the recycling extravaganza last week was not our biggest car year, but it was our biggest stuff year. We've never filled an Epilepsy Foundation truck full of household goods before. We filled two. We've never had so much sports equipment, so many alkaline batteries. We've never had more than two dumpsters of scrap metal, and we've never used more than 1.5 dumpsters for trash. We've learned a lot. One thing is that we must communicate that this is a recycling event, not a trash dump. People tried to bring garden hoses, stuffed animals, and asphalt. Those are not recyclable items. Two, our electronic recycling partner was 40 minutes late with their truck, and that put the whole event in a tizzy. The partner was a contractor of Cook County's. That meant that we had to start the event on time, but we didn't have our truck, our pallets, and our boxes set up, so then we had to stop the event to get all that in when they got there. And then in the end, we couldn't take 40 cars that were in line when the event ended, and there were some disappointed people. Most importantly, we had amazing volunteers who stayed past their shifts. They were resourceful when we had more stuff than we knew what to do with. People pitched in and were amazing, and we thank you, especially George Roystrom, our waste hauler, and the village's public works employees who worked overtime that day and then worked overtime on their overtime because of the contractor snafus. So they were just amazing. Thank you. The second thing that happened this week was that the village was awarded our bronze designation for Soul Smart, which is a Department of Energy. And look at this cool, have you seen a better trophy?
We'll
it looks like a solar panel.
On the side it could be.
We were awarded this designation at a ceremony at Argonne National Labs this week. We are one of 20 new Illinois SoulSmart designees, communities within Illinois. SoulSmart is a Department of Energy program that is designed to, go to my yellow tab, increase transparency, increase understanding, and reduce barriers to the adoption of solar by residents and businesses. I want to particularly thank Eric Simon, if you don't mind standing, who is
Eric.
Eric is our sustainability commissioner who ran point on this project, along with John Anderson, director of public works, who did much of the work with your staff members. So going forward, we plan to map all of the solar locations in River Forest and have it on the village website. We plan to go for the silver next year.
Do we lose this then?
I think we put it next to it. Or maybe they recycle
really
it. I'm not sure.
Because we were discussing what wall it should go on. So just maybe we should plan for that.
It's going to take up some significant real estate.
Yeah. We should have southern exposure.
True.
Excellent.
Okay. I also want to mention that this Sunday we are hosting River Forest's inaugural tree tour. This is also an initiative of the Sustainability Commission, and it's being led by Andy Basney, one of our Sustainability Commissioners. Meet 9:45 a.m. at the River Forest Public Library. The tree walk is between 10 to noon. You will learn how to identify trees, how they are managed, why they are so important, and why they need your help. The Village's Forestry Division maintains over 8,000 trees, over 90 species in village parkways. Who can participate? Everyone. It's a free event, empowers residents to understand trees and the urban forest. It's accessible to most. You will be walking at a leisurely pace along the village parkways, and you should register in advance, please. Two more things that are happening next week. We are going to be offering a sustainable river forest tour to eighth graders at Roosevelt for the third year in a row. And these students will learn about sustainable initiatives in their own town, from LED streetlights to permeable paver parking lots to solar panels on our residents' homes. In the past years, these students have helped plant the village's foraging herb garden, and they've learned at Keystone and Augusta, in case you guys don't know where that is, and they've learned about beekeeping from experts at Dominican. And the last item is that on May 22nd, the representatives from the Sustainability Commission are going to be participating in a Lunch and Learn program sponsored by Planet Green. Where's that one? Talking about our pollinator gardens on the village parkways. So that is on May 22nd. They have room for about 25 people. It's open to anyone, and you can register in advance. Okay. Thank you.
Great. Yeah. Welcome. All right, Bob, Trustee Golcon.
Is this thing on? Okay. I know I'm standing between us and cake, so I'll just keep it brief.
No coffee.
First of all, I want to thank the residents that supported me. As I sat here this evening and heard Mike and Carmela and Susan speak, I realized the enormity of this and what size the shoes are we have to fill. And I look forward to working with the team and hopefully have as much success as they've had over the years. And Kathy, thank you for your support and your leadership in everything that you do on a day-to-day basis.
I'm going to clone myself. So, okay, well, thank you and welcome everyone. So let's get on with some business. Okay, we got a few items. We've got three items. Item number eight is due to two wonderful chair people getting elected. We have to now fill their spots. So I'm going to ask a trustee and another trustee to second it. And then if you have any questions, we can talk then once we've motioned the item and seconded the item, then we'll chat if you have any questions on the actual issue. So if I can have a trustee, please move a motion to I could read it first and then you will read it again. To concur with the recommendation of the village president, which is my appointment, to appoint Lee Newbecker to the Economic Development Commission to serve as chair for the remainder of the term ending April 30th, 2020. Can I get a motion, please? Motion.
I'll motion to concur.
Okay. Can I hear a second?
I'll second.
Okay, very good. Is there any questions or, and Lee's been on the commission for some time now, and he's been, I think, a very valuable commissioner. And
yes.
Bob and I have chatted about it. And you know, it was a discussion that we had, and he thought he would be the best candidate for the job. So I agree. So, okay, hearing no other questions or comments, I'd ask the clerk to please take the vote.
Trustee Vasquez.
Yes.
Trustee Brennan.
Yes.
Trustee Hennick.
Yes.
Trustee O'Connell.
Yes.
Trustee Bachner.
Yes.
Trustee Cargi.
Yes.
Motion passed.
Okay, very good. Thank you. Okay, second is the appointment of Julie Moeller as chair for a sustainability commission. I'm not quite sure, Katie, what you're going to do with all your time now that. Now, Julie's got it all. But if I can get a trustee to please move the appointment of Julie Moeller.
So moved.
Okay. Can you hear a second?
Second.
Okay. And the motion is to concur with the recommendation of the village president to appoint Julie Moeller to the Sustainability Commission to serve as chair for the remainder of the term ending April 30th, 2021. Hearing no comments or questions, I'd ask the clerk to please take the vote.
Trustee Brennan.
Yes.
Trustee Hennick.
Yes.
Trustee O'Connell.
Yes.
Trustee Bachner.
Yes.
Trustee Cargi.
Yes.
Trustee Vasquez.
Yes.
Motion passed.
Okay, thank you. And the last item on our agenda is a motion to approve a resolution urging the state of Illinois to restore the amount of local government distribution fund revenue given to municipalities.
I'll move to approve a resolution urging the state of Illinois to restore the amount of local government distributive fund revenue given to municipalities.
Second.
Thank you. If there's any questions or comments on it, I'd be happy to address it. But basically, this is our ability to ask the village, General Assembly to restore the 10%. It's currently at 6%, and it's a statutory requirement that was set back in 1969. And over the years, since 2011, they have chipped away at this fund that we get, and it's a per capita fund from the income tax. So we applaud the governor. We want, of course, them to balance our budget, but we don't want them to balance the budget on the backs of our taxpayers. And so this resolution is giving, would be sending it to our representative Chris Welch and Senator Lightfoot, of which I think they support. I've talked to them both. So that's, if you didn't get any current questions on it, it's pretty straightforward, and it's the right thing to do for our municipality.
Absolutely.
Okay. Then I'd ask the clerk to please take the vote.
Trustee Hennick.
Yes.
Trustee O'Connell.
Yes.
Trustee Bachner.
Yes.
Trustee Cargi.
Yes.
Trustee Vasquez.
Yes.
Trustee Brennan.
Yes.
Motion passed.
Okay, very good. All right, so that ends our regular scheduled meeting. If I can ask someone to please move to adjourn the village board meeting.
I'll move to adjourn.
Second?
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right, cake time.
Please stay.
There you go.